Well, look, we're joined by someone who is a Satanist, and I guess that makes a lot of people recoil at first. Elizabeth, thank you so much for chatting to us. I just wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about what that means for you. I understand there's two kinds of Satanists, that one who believe that one that Satan is a supernatural deity or a god, like the other gods, and then there's others that believe that Satan represents human traits. Which of those two or both are you?
Okay, well, actually, I'm more into the atheism and Satanism.
Okay.
We represent ourselves, as a human being. We think that we have the option to not follow anything. A lot of people think that Satanism is like, oh my God, like they worship Satan, they make sacrifices, you know, like all the bad things that come into mind.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it's really like the opposite of that. What we try to do is just try to live in peace, like try to balance our lives.
Do you have any rituals or anything? Like, is there anything that you buy into?
Okay. There's different branches of Satanism, and a lot of people do have their own rituals. Me, myself, I like to be at peace.
I have a friend who moved into a new apartment, and she had some friends come over to say good day and see the new place. And one of them is kind of a spooky chick, and she came to the front door and she stepped inside the door and she said, something is terribly wrong in this apartment. And she said, I need to look around here before I can get comfortable. And she moved around and she found a book on the bookshelf called The Book of Thoth, T-H-O-T-H. It's not easy to say, The Book of Thoth. It's the Black Bible, if you will, the Satanist Bible. When she removed that book from the place, and she did it immediately, threw it in the ocean, I think, she said that the vibe around the place was completely different. Have you read the Book of Thoth?
There's actually stuff that is evil. You have to be careful what to bring into your home, what you have, because you never know what those things are. And so I personally haven't read that because I don't want to, like, attract things that I don't want into my home. Right. And so I always try to be careful what I buy from outside and what I bring into my home.
What do your family think about you being a Satanist?
Oh, my family, lovely family. I love them. They're very supportive of me. They don't force me to do anything that I don't want based in religion.
Been very, very interesting to
very
talk to.
Very enlightening, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a kind of an alternative way of thinking, it sounds to me.
Yeah, it is. That's like the biggest part into this.
Yeah.
It's a way of thinking and a way of living.
Okay, so... so Satanists aren't watching The Exorcist on reruns.
Oh, I've seen those movies so many times.
Oh, yeah, right. Nowhere near as scary as the real thing.
Is there a little part of you that enjoys watching people's reactions when you tell them you're a Satanist?
Of course, because they always think something bad of it at first, but when I explain it to them, they're like, their reaction's like, wow, I didn't know this until now. Because, like I've said, Christianity has, and not just Christianity, like many other religions, make this seem like a bad thing. But like once you research into this, you start learning like new things.
Okay.
It's like completely different from what most people think.
Well, it's been great to talk to you. And I guess the clothes that you wear as a Satanist are way cooler than what we used to have to wear to church. So it's been really, really enlightening having a chat to you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.